April 18th, 2005. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music show where I play songs and or bands you might have otherwise missed. It's like a radio show, but we in the biz call it a podcast.
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks, tough kids, sissy kids,
even kids with chicken pox love
some of the sounds I was hearing in my head.
Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
When I met you, I was just a kid. Hadn't built up my defenses, so I gave my heart completely. Vaseline over the lenses.
Memories don't go away. I remember every day.
Man, that's a fantastic song. That right there is Kevin Burns' band of Montreal. And that was their song Requiem for an OMM from their brand new album called The Sunlandic Twins, which is even more like their last album, Satanic Panic in the Attic, than their last album, except not quite as good. It's good. It's got some great songs on it, like Requiem for an OMM. But I don't know. I don't like it quite as much as The Satanic Panic in the Attic. So if you're looking to check out of Montreal and you haven't before, maybe pick up Satanic Panic in the Attic, then pick up Sunlandic Twins. And then if you really like that stuff, then go for the gold and pick up all their old stuff, maybe starting with Gay Parade, which sounds nothing like their new stuff. You can tell it's the same band, but the sound is, what's the word? Different. Very, very different. All right, up next, it's a band out of Brighton, England. They're called The Go Team, and boy howdy, do I like the Go Team. You're gonna like them too. This song is called Lady Flash, and it's from their insanely great album called Thunder Lightning Strike. You should check it out as soon as you get done listening to this here podcast, because it is delicious. That's what it is. Check it out, The Go Team, right now. Where else but on The Sounds in My Head.
going to dedicate this to Katie Griffiths, who's not here tonight. We wish she could be, but she's not, so this is for you.
Country music, I found country music to hold me and soothe me the way you used to do.
And I miss you, but luckily there's music. Luckily there's music
to get me through. Every day of my life, and every day I miss you and wonder and guess what you are listening to.
Every day I miss you and wonder and guess what you are listening to. What you are listening to. What you are listening to.
About the crash or the rally. I don't really care. and the world will continue to move, and more people will climb on trains and head into Europe. Continue to move, and more people will climb on trains and head into Europe to search for love.
Those songs right there were by the band Ball Boy. You could probably tell from his accent. He's out of Scotland. He sounds exactly like Looper. Those two songs, he didn't sound quite as much like Looper as he does some other times, but he does sound a lot like Looper, like a whole lot like Looper. So specifically, the songs I played were I Lost You, But I Found Country Music, which is probably one of my most favoritest songs that I've heard in a long time. I can listen to that song over and over. You have to, because it's short. But I can just listen to it over and over and over again. I mean, I think it's a fantastic song on his album, A Guide for the Daylight Hours. But the version that's on his Past Lovers EP, which features Laura Cantrell singing along, boy, that is just musical perfection, I think. And Laura Cantrell really makes that song the all-perfect song that it is. So you can find the versions I played Laura Cantrell with Ball Boy on his Past Lovers EP, and you can find the version without Laura Cantrell on his album A Guide for the Daylight Hours, which also contained the song A Europe-Wide Search for Love, which I played after I Lost You But I Found Country Music. So if you like those songs there, you're gonna really like Ball Boy, though I do think those are sort of his best songs, perhaps. All right, up next, it's the Ladybug Transistor, who is playing live in New York City, so you should look up that show, and you can buy tickets and go and see them, because they're fantastic. You're gonna really enjoy the show if you go see Ladybug Transistor. So the lines I'm talking about, things you should go and see. You should also check out this coming Sunday, a week from yesterday. That is to say, next Sunday, the 24th of April, you should go and check out the Brunettes, who are doing a live in-store at Soundfix in Williamsburg if you live in New York City. They're touring right now with the Shins. And if you like the Shins and you like the stuff I play on the Sounds of My Head, you're going to like the Brunettes. They're out of New Zealand, and they're great. You can listen to a show I did last year sometime, and they did the song Record Store in that show. I have a link to it on Sounds of My Head website, as I do to everything I always talk about. Where you can pick it up, where you can listen to it, where you can find out more, go to the Sounds of My Head website for all of that kind of info. And at the same time, listen to this song, Ladybug Transistor with Perfect for Shattering from their 2002 album, Argyle Air. Check it out. Ladybug Transistor. Where else? But on the Sounds of My Head.
your hope in a blade of grass. Nothing's worth mattering. And is your ice begins to thaw? The river's running at your feet. Are you listening?
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Friendship Update and Everyone's a VIP to Someone by The Go Team. Right now I'm talking over Kid Koala's roll credits. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, give me a vote over yonder at Podcast Alley. Otherwise, lick me. All right, we'll talk to you later. See you next week on The Sounds in My Head.